wonder if you noticed as you were listening to the children read, and what fantastic reading you did. Well done, thank you very much for that. And have you been singing some of the songs? There's a little theme that comes up, a recurring theme. Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight over all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. I won't sing them to you. Oh, maybe. Do you want me to sing them to you?
Yeah.
Angels, sing again the song you sang. Sing the story of God's gracious plan. Not bad, not bad. Zara, do you want to recruit? Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the name. All right, okay. You spotted a theme, and in the readings there's a theme. And the theme is... Come on, yeah, well, what is the theme?
Angels.
Fantastic, yeah, angels. And they feature quite prominently, maybe more than any other time of the year. Angels singing, a choir of them, loads of them rejoicing and singing because of this amazing event. Because of this amazing event that had happened. The shepherds was on the hill, and if you were listening to the reading, there's an angel appears, and then suddenly the whole sky is filled with angels singing about this amazing event. If only the shepherds had had the foresight to take out their phones and take a selfie, because we would have captured that moment. If they filmed it, I wonder what it would look like. I wonder what the angels would have sounded like. You're in luck tonight, folks, because we have exclusive footage of that moment, of what it might have looked like. Was she quite pleased? I think so. I'm so excited. We have waited so long for this moment. In fact, does anyone know what it's from? Does anyone know what she was referring to? The Rosetta landing. The satellite, or whatever, the investigative, the probe that landed on some big rock hurtling through space. I was going to try and bring to you today a remote control helicopter. Has anyone ever had a remote control helicopter here? Hands up if you've had one. Just a few of us then. But if you've had a remote control helicopter, they're very cool. But have you ever tried landing one on something? We used to try and land them on each other's heads. That was part of the children's plan. They would smash. But they're so incredibly hard to control. And here they are. They've sent this kind of remote control helicopter kind of thing into space. They're controlling it from millions and millions of miles away as it tried to land it on a dinner plate that's hurtling through space at 20,000 miles per hour. No wonder she's excited, because she's done it. And they've been planning it it's been flying through space for 10 years, and goodness knows how long they've been planning. No wonder she was excited. We've done it! I can't believe it! We've been waiting so long! Do you know something? I think no wonder the angels were excited. Maybe a bit more tuneful than her, but that's what the angels, this sense of excitement, because we've done it. We've done it. This plan of God's that has been planning since the beginning of time. It started. He's landed. Do you know something? Bethlehem wasn't the start of Jesus. Bethlehem wasn't the start of Jesus. Was I about to set on fire? That would have been very exciting. Thank you. That wasn't the start of Jesus. The Bible tells us that Jesus had been around for a long, long time. A verse of scripture says this, up here. Christ is the invisible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. Bethlehem wasn't the start of Jesus. Jesus has always been and he always will be. But this was the mission. Jesus has landed. He has landed, and the angels were excited because from the beginning of time, God had had a plan to rescue people. They've sent up the Rosetta probe to get some samples. Jesus wasn't coming to get a sample. He wasn't coming to do experiments. It was a rescue mission. Rescue us from what? From this terrible disease that we have and that the Bible calls sin. You know what it's like? It looks like greed and anger and lust and envy and jealousy and hatred. All the unpleasant things that we know exist in other people, but actually, if we're honest, in ourselves. And it was a rescue plan. And it had been years and years and generations in the planning. And now, it arrived to start the rescue mission. No wonder they were excited. Let's just see that video again. Here we go. And I want you to think how the angels are reacting to the news that Jesus had arrived. They knew that God had a plan, and they knew that he was waiting for the perfect moment. And the perfect moment has arrived. Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight over all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story now proclaim the Messiah's birth. Angels, sing again the song you sang. Sing the glory of God's gracious plan. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn king. It's pretty exciting.
It's an amazing moment for a European space agency.
That emotion just came over you.
I'm so happy. It's just wonderful. It's just unbelievable. We've waited so long, and now it's happening.
And now it's happening. What fantastic news. If you think of Christmas, if you get that excited about presents, you're missing out on something, because there's something even better. There has been a plan that God has been plotting for thousands of years, and at Christmas, Jesus has landed. The Son of God has landed, and he came to rescue us. If we move on, we're going to just say a little bit of liturgy. A little bit of thing. If we can put it on, that'll be fab. You see, the eagle has landed. But actually, God had a better plan. I'm going to say, imagine, how well the Son of God has landed. And you will say, how well the Prince of Peace has landed. How well the Lord of Lords has landed. How well the Prince of Peace has landed. How well the King of Kings has landed. That is awesome. That is what Christmas is all about. That's something to get excited about. That the King Almighty, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, came to earth on a mission to help us, to rescue us. No wonder the angels were excited. And if you think this all sounds like some sci-fi craziness, talk to somebody who knows him, because Jesus has landed. But he's left something. He may have disappeared, he may have gone back to heaven, but he's left something. He's left his Holy Spirit, and he's left his people to be a witness to that. I can tell you that that is the most exciting news that I've ever had. He's transformed my life. And you will meet other people in this building today who will say the same, that Jesus has landed not only on earth, but in their lives, and he has changed them. I wonder if we can finish by saying the words of a song. I wonder if we can just sing this together. All right, we'll sing it unaccompanied, all right, because I think it's amazing. Join in with that song of the angels. Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight over all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. I'm going to finish by praying. I'm going to thank God for sending. The eagle has landed. The Lamb of God has landed. The Prince of Peace has landed. I'm going to thank God for that. And if you don't know that, if you kind of can't get why that's so exciting, speak to somebody you know, or come along and this Christmas say, Jesus, I kind of want to know more about you. I want to not only know that it's something in history, but today that you can land in my life. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great plan. We thank you that 2,000 years ago, your mission was accomplished, that you sent your son to earth on a rescue mission. And we thank you that wasn't the beginning. Lord, that was Jesus stepping into history to rescue your people. And we thank you that we can rejoice with the angels at your amazing plan. We thank you for the period of Christmas. And we ask that we would know you more this Christmas, that we would have the same joy that those angels had. Amen.